For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
After 9/11, the prisoners wrote our office. And I know that we're going to get similar mail as soon as they're over the shock of what's happened along the Gulf Coast. And after 9/11, when our country faced such a terrible disaster as what happened in New York, prisoners wrote to say, why won't they let us help the citizens of New York? We could go into that contaminated rubble and help clean it up. These men and women who've done nothing but caught up in a drug conspiracy, nonviolent people, first-time offenders, let them come and help us rebuild our city. And I know that prisoners are going to send us our letters and say, please, please, tell them we will go and help rebuild the Gulf Coast. And I happen to know quite a bit about the Civil Conservation Corps of the Depression era. That in one of the challenges of the men and women was the difficulty of getting them over the institutionalization of such living conditions. And prisoners are already conditioned to this lifestyle. And our leaders would do well to look to them for a public works force and let them earn their way out of their sentence early by serving the people of the Gulf. When the wildfires of last season swept through California and threatened hundreds and thousands of homes, it was a third of the firefighting force were prisoners. And a lot of people do not know that prisoners are trained in all the things that are needed in the Gulf Coast today. They know how to cook for large amounts of people. They've been taught skills like firefighting. They can do it in our federal institutions. Prisoners are trained in many, many things, including first aid. So we urge you, if you have a loved one who's a prisoner, to urge your legislators. Prisoners can write government officials and offer them their services. And if we get this message out that we do have a large amount of people willing, very, very willing to help in a volunteer sense, and that should be converted to let them go home to their families early. The prisoners in our country, all over this country, are doing things like managing public golf courses when they're near military bases. If they're safe enough to roam around golf courses, they are safe enough to put into these golf communities to work and serve our country in public works programs that will allow them to return to their families early and get the families of the Gulf Coast back into their homes early, too. Thank you, Drug Truth Network. This is Nora Callahan with the November Coalition. Please visit us on the World Wide Web at november.org.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.